going to do that bill tonight, but we want to have, make sure that amendment has a chance to get worked up and have it be acceptable. We may go to caucus again before we take up House Hall 5. So at this time, we're going to move ahead with House Hall 439, and I'll turn it over to Representative Pearson for opening comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. House File 439 deals with waivers. Current law requires that a juvenile that wants to get an abortion has to have a notification for their parents, and to get around the notification, they can go to juvenile court and get a waiver granted. And all we're asking in this bill is just to figure out how many waivers are actually granted by the courts. And there are amendments.
Chair recognizes Representative Pearson for amendment. Pearson for amendment 1387.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Amendment 1387 just asks that the state court administrator report the total statewide aggregate number of waivers granted in this section to the Department of Public Health on an annual basis. And then the Supreme Court would prescribe the rules regarding the reporting. And this has been vetted by David Boyd. They were fine with it. And I would be open to entertaining any questions.
Any questions? Representative Pettingill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It strikes 3 through 11, so what you just described was 3 through 7. So what does 8 and 9 do?
Yes, that would take off the duplicate.
I'm sorry, would Representative Peterson yield?
Would you yield?
Yes, that would remove the duplication of reporting.
Okay, so that takes it away from the current Department of Public Health from doing that too.
Because right. The provider would not be good. It would be just done by the state court administrator, and then they would give the information to public health on an annual basis.
Okay. But actually, the numbers could be two different things. One is the number of waivers that's granted, and one is the actual number of minors getting an abortion, right, with a waiver. So,
right. I mean, there potentially could be people who asked for a waiver and then turned out they didn't need a waiver. Maybe they decided to talk to their parents. So I think comparing apples to oranges, having the two numbers might not necessarily match up.
Yeah, well, I know, and that's why it might be good to have both numbers, because then you could tell how many people are asking for the waiver versus how many are actually having the procedure done. So I think it'd be, since the Department of Public Health is already doing it now, they just may not be saying yes, it's a waiver or not. It's really no extra work on their part, and it would be valuable information for us to have as a body and the public to have of the difference of the two. I'm just saying, I probably won't support your amendment. If it was just the lines 3 through 7, I would be able to support it, but I don't like taking out that Department of Public Health piece. So, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Any other questions? Anyone else? Yeah, go ahead.
Representative Petfield, are you referring to which lines of that I struck? Are you concerned about?
Oh, okay. Well, your amendment does not allow a division. If it did, I might ask you if you would be willing to do a division.
Are you talking about line 10 and 11 of the bill that you're concerned about?
I asked on 8 through 11.
Okay, because 8 through 11 is, if I'm understanding it correctly, we could look in the code, that is a provider, not the Department of Public Health, putting that information in it. That's asking a provider to do one more thing. That's not the Department of Public Health. Maybe we could ask if Representative Pearson would clarify.
Is the, what's line 10 and 11 then? You're the one that told me what it was.
Well, that is the provider, not Department of Public Health, providing information. If I understand correctly how it fits into current code. Someone from the Department of Public Health here that could deal for us?
Do we have anyone from the Department of Public Health here? Representative Peterson has the floor. It doesn't look like we have anyone from the department here.
Okay. Would Representative Pearson?
Yes, Representative Pearson.
Yes, to explain lines 10 and 11.
It's my understanding that it's the healthcare provider that would submit a termination of pregnancy report to the Department of Public Health. And I think it's a good provision to keep in there as well.
Anything further, Representative Pearson? You have the floor.
Are you asking closing comments?
Yeah, I mean, if there's no other questions, then I guess we'll go to you for your closing comments on the amendment.
Well, my amendment is designed to make sure that we have data on an aggregate basis. The concern I have with the way the bill is written, it doesn't specify that the data is in an aggregate format. And so Representative Pearson had asked me to put together an amendment that would have it run through the court administrator, which I have done. And I would simply ask for your support to protect the anonymity of young girls who are in a very uncomfortable position and seeking the waiver. And I would move my amendment. Ask for a roll call.
Representative Peterson moves Amendment 1387. Court call roll.
Representative Paganow?
No.
Representative Baltimore?
No.
Representative Peterson?
Yes.
Representative Baltimore?
No.
Representative Barry?
Aye.
Representative Kressig?
Aye.
Representative Pearson?
No.
Representative Pettigill?
No.
Representative Jeffries?
No. Amendment not having received enough votes is has failed, and we will move on, recognizing Representative Peterson for Amendment 1441.
All right, and I'll try here again. This amendment asks, as we're looking for information on protecting babies, that we also take a look at stillbirths, which occur very frequently in Iowa. It's one out of every 150 pregnancies ends in stillbirth. Last year it was 211 babies that we lost to stillbirth. In 2004, I'm not sure how many of you were here during that legislative session, but we passed legislation calling for the Iowa Stillbirth Surveillance Project. And what that legislation did, similar, if you've ever heard of the birth defects registry, which is how they determined that moms should take folic acid when they're pregnant to prevent things like spina bifida. The stillbirth surveillance project, when a baby dies of stillbirth causes in Iowa, it asks hospitals to gather information about the mother's health, the baby, and implements protocols for hospitals to follow so that researchers who are interested in trying to unlock the mysteries surrounding stillbirth would have an opportunity to look at data to see what might be some of the common threads causing stillbirth. Last year, unfortunately, well, we've had this program in place since 2004, and it's been voluntary for the hospitals to provide information. And most hospitals are compliant, with the exception of a couple that are very large hospitals that are not providing the data that we're looking for. And so this simply requires all hospitals to provide that data that we put together through legislation in 2004. And I'd be open to answering any questions.
Any further discussion? Representative Pearson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would ask the body to resist this amendment. House Bill 439 deals with the abortion waiver for minors, and I think should maintain that.
Any further comments? I will, I just for the sake of everyone, for Representative Peterson, I will also be voting no on this amendment today because I think it's outside of the bounds of what we're trying to do with this bill. But I would like to let you know I would like to work with you on this at some point. That is an issue that has touched my family at one point as well. Not my what. Anyway, if there's an opportunity to work on this in the future, you have my word that I'd like to take a look at it with you. So thank you.
Comments?
Yes.
All right, thank you. I just simply ask for your support, knowing that 26,000 babies in the United States die every year to stillbirth causes. It's 4.5 million worldwide. In Iowa, it's always over about 200. And I believe whether we expand the scope of this bill or not, the most important thing we do is work on protecting the health of Iowans. And I simply move my amendment and ask for a record vote.
Representative Peterson moves Amendment 1441, and clerk will call the roll.
Representative Hagenow?
No.
Representative Baltimore?
No.
Representative Peterson?
Yes.
Representative Baldwin?
No.
Representative Berry?
Aye.
Representative Kresig?
Aye.
Representative Pearson?
No.
Representative Pettengill?
No.
Representative Jenkins?
No.
Three ayes.
Yeah. The amendment not having received the adequate number of votes has failed, and we are back on House File 439. Is there any further discussion? You want that? Okay. Representative Pearson.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that I do like the language and the First Amendment that we talked about with the state court administrator, the aggregate number. I absolutely understand that, and I agree with it. I did have someone talk to David Boyd, the state court administrator, and he said that his office would have no trouble handling this request. And, you know, he thinks there's value in it as well. However, my problem is that I still think that we need the other reporting. And so with that, I ask support for this.
Representative Peterson.
I had come into the committee thinking that I would be supportive of the legislation, thinking that the amendments would be taken to address some of the concerns that we spoke about in subcommittee, but seeing that those are not being addressed, I would encourage people not to support the legislation this evening.
Representative Pettengill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I concur with Representative Peterson about the aggregate number being all of us, I concur with that. And if you want to bring an amendment to the floor, I'll be behind you 100% as long as it does not add that other part on it. But I hope everyone will support this bill. It'll be valuable information for us and especially in at-risk young women's cases. So I hope we could get the support of the committee. Thank you.
Any further discussion? I recognize Representative Pearson for closing comments. Representative Pearson moves House File 439. The clerk will call the roll.
Representative Hagenow?
Aye.
Representative Baltimore?
Pass.
Representative Peterson?
No.
Representative Baldwin?
Yes.
Representative Berry?
No.
I'm sorry?
No.
Representative Kresig?
No.
Thank you. Representative Pearson?
Yes.
Representative Pettengill?
Aye.
Representative Jeffkes?
Aye.
Representative Baldwin?
No.
Bill having received the constitutional majority, it will pass to the floor as a committee bill. At this time, Chair will recognize Representative Baudler for consideration of House Study Bill 218.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the House, House Study Bill 218 was brought to us in an attempt to shine light and on the prison industries. And what it states in essence is to report semi-annually to the General Assembly, Standing Committee on Government Oversight, and get permission from the House and Senate, majority of the House and Senate, if they spend more than $250,000, and if we're not in session, to go to the Legislative Council and get approval for anything prior to that. They have spent $850,000 on their new building down here, and they spent $400,000 on prison cells. Making those, they have a proposal now. They're talking about a toilet paper machine, and all the way from $291,000. Another bid is $330,000, and in their 5-year plan, they have it listed at $450,000 to $800,000. So somewhere between $800,000 and $291,000. And we just want to shine the light on their situation. If this would happen, if they would start a toilet paper machine, it would probably put Sink Paper Company in Urbandale out of business. And they have, it's my understanding, 14 employees. And I don't think we want the state competing with private enterprise with 58 cent wages to 61 cent wages, or 64 cent wages, or 78 cent wages if they get to step four in their employment in prison industries. They have a net revolving fund balance right now of $832,279, and the breakdown of the net revolving fund balance is $4,026,762. So I think it's something that we should look at, and I think if they're talking about buying or replacing equipment, a plasma cutting table, punch press type deal, would be $276,000. I think if they can show a need for that, have no trouble coming before the House and Senate or the Legislative Council to get approval. There is an amendment, and I passed that amendment out earlier, and I think everybody has it. And basically, am I in order for the amendment?
You're in order. Amendment 1793.
1793 just takes Section 3 out of there. I wasn't comfortable with just focusing on a toilet paper production. I think it should be on all of their purchases should have oversight. So that ends my opening statement. I'll take any questions.
Is there any discussion on the amendment? Representative Jennings.
Not on the amendment. I'll pass on the amendment. I don't want to fail. I do have a question.
Any other discussion on Amendment 1793? Representative Crosby.
I served on the subcommittee, and I wasn't aware of this amendment until later today. And I know the toilet paper issue was a topic that we talked about at length. And you know, I guess the amendment just takes the toilet paper out of the discussion. So I'll be waiting on the actual bill to share my additional comments. And would refer to the body to support the amendment.
There's no other discussion, or if Tim Fondler moves Amendment 1793 short form, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, we are back on House Study Bill 218 as amended. Is there any Representative Crescent?
I'll make this brief. We did have a subcommittee, and I appreciate that occurring. I did see this as a bill that could have been handled in the joint committee. That we could have had the discussion and worked it through that way. One of the things that is a little troubling is this number of 250,000. Representative Bobber, would you yield to a question?
Yes, sir.
Do you know where that number came from?
It was on the bill when it was handed to me.
So I know the department, the prisons?
Prison industry.
Prison industries. Their spokesperson had some real concerns about the dollar amount.
Yes,
and because of that, and real, there's no change to that, I would urge the members of my caucus and members here today to oppose the bill.
Any further discussion? Representative Jenkins.
I just had a question from the father.
Yes, sir.
When you put a cap on it, on a particular piece of equipment or something like that, would there be anything that prohibits them from buying, you know, the major complicated thing, buy it incrementally?
I don't think so, other than they would still have to report to oversight semi-annually. And though that information might show up, especially if we ask for a net balances in their account, in their revolving account, and the net revolving fund balance. So I think there is a way to look at it. This is an attempt to open and transparent government, and I think this is something that we talked about earlier.
Okay, thank you.
No further discussion. Recognize Representative Bother for closing comments on House Study Bill 218.
Just say, and we did have a couple of very open two subcommittee meetings on it. And myself and Representative Baltimore signed on to the subcommittee report that we have pressed again. Do you want to now?
No.
In a minute, I just checked.
That's a good question, though.
I was just checking. Yeah. So with that, I simply move move House Study Bill 218.
President Baller moves House Study Bill 218.
Second.
And Beth Clerk, call the roll.
Representative Hagenow?
Aye.
Representative Baltimore?
Aye.
Representative Peterson?
No.
Representative Baltimore?
Aye.
Representative Barry?
No.
Representative Crescent?
No.
Representative Pearson?
Aye.
Representative Pettengill?
Aye.
Representative Jennings?
Aye.
Bill having received constitutional majority is passes to the floor as a committee bill. This time, I think that both parties will need to go to caucus, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. So with that, we'll get that short. So we'll be at ease. You don't have it to give it to us yet.
We're
going to
discuss it.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
Is it?